Beyond the Court, A Fortune Told. Chapter 1, The Fortune Teller's Parlor. The sun dipped low behind the jagged skyline of the town, casting long shadows across the cracked pavement of Maple Street. The air was thick with the scent of impending rain, a welcome respite from the sweltering heat of the summer day. John Gibraltar, a lanky 16-year-old with unruly curls and an easy smile, dribbled a worn basketball as he ambled down the street. His heart raced with anticipation for the upcoming game, a pivotal match against the rival high school that could determine the fate of his team's season. Basketball was everything to John. It was his sanctuary, a world where he felt invincible, gliding across the court with the grace of a gazelle. But today, as he practiced his dribbling, he felt a strange twinge of anxiety. It was as if the universe had conspired to throw him off his game. He glanced at his watch and realized he had time to kill before the warm-up. As he rounded the corner, something caught his eye, a small, unassuming shop nestled between a bakery and a thrift store. The sign above the door read, "Madam Zora's Mystical Emporium." The paint was chipped and the glass in the windows was foggy, but there was an inexplicable draw to it. He had never believed in magic, but curiosity nudged him forward. What harm could it do to have a fortune told before the game? Pushing the door open, a small bell jingled overhead, announcing his arrival. The interior was dimly lit, filled with the scent of incense and the faint sound of chimes. Shelves lined with crystals, tarot cards, and strange artifacts cluttered the space, and at the back, a heavy velvet curtain separated him from the fortune teller.
"Welcome, young man,"
a voice croaked from behind the curtain.
"Step forward if you seek knowledge of your future."
John hesitated for a moment, the rational part of his mind battling with the thrill of the unknown. He took a deep breath and stepped through the curtain. Madame Zora sat at a small table draped in rich purple fabric. Her hair was a wild cloud of gray, and her eyes sparkled with a mischievous glint.
"Ah, I sense you carry a heavy heart," she said, gesturing for him to sit. "What brings you to my humble abode?"
I just wanted to know what's in store for me tonight," John replied, his voice wavering slightly. "I have a big basketball game and I want to win."
"Basketball, you say?"
she chuckled softly, her fingers dancing over a deck of tarot cards.
"A game of skill, strategy, and perhaps a touch of fate. Let us see what the cards reveal."
With a flick of her wrist, she shuffled the cards and laid three of them face down on the table.
"Each card holds a piece of your destiny. Are you ready to face what they may reveal?"
John swallowed hard, his skepticism battling with a rising sense of intrigue.
"Yeah, I'm ready."
Madame Zora flipped over the first card. It depicted a figure standing at a crossroad, a heavy burden on his shoulders.
"The Two of Wands," she explained. "You stand at a pivotal moment in your life. Choices must be made, and the path you choose will shape your future. The weight you carry is not just of the game, but of your aspirations."
John frowned, feeling a chill run down his spine. He had always been focused on basketball, but what if there was more he needed to consider? She turned over the second card, revealing a radiant sun shining down on a group of people celebrating.
"The Three of Cups," she said with a smile. "This card signifies joy, friendship, and community. Your journey is not one you must take alone.